Thank you for calling the Depo Provera Health Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello?
Hi, Emmanuel. This is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Depo Provera claimant on the line, Ms. Tierra White. Could
awesome.
You assist her?
Absolutely. Hi, Tierra. Emmanuel here on a recorded line. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Hopefully you are also. I understand you're looking to see if you can participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. And then just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then would you be filing on behalf of yourself or on behalf of a family member? Who was the one diagnosed with meningioma, yourself or somebody else?
Yes, it was me.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. And roughly around what date were you diagnosed?
So I stopped taking the shot back in like 2022, and I got the diagnosis in the same year and the same month.
Okay. Do you know roughly what month that would have been, ballpark?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I said September 20 of 2022.
Okay.
So like I would say like the 24th, 23rd.
Okay. So we'll put 9/23/22. And then do you know anybody else that took the shot that ended up getting sick like you or not really?
So I know people who took the shot, but I'm not sure if they had like the same effects that I had.
Gotcha, not a problem. Now, just to confirm, this was the brand name and not the generic that you took for at least 1 year and four shots, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I know you stopped taking it in September of 22, roughly around what year did you start or what time did you start?
2018.
Okay.
And I don't know if you needed a month or not.
I can put a month if you have a better idea. If not, I'll just put
January. Yeah, I mean, I was going to give you a ballpark range, but I know for sure the year is 2018. And I'm not sure of the month, but I can get, like, guess a good range.
Yeah, I'll take a guess. Just ballpark is fine. No one's holding your hand to the fire, by the way.
I would say June of 2022.
Okay. You mean of 2018 is when you started?
Sorry, 2018, sorry.
Okay. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
I'm female.
Thank you. And then I have your name spelled in here, T-I-E-R-R-A, last name W-H-I-T-E. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then your cell shows us 404-822-4743. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then email showing remmginc@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's correct.
And then what would be your current mailing address?
It'll be 1055 Arden, A-R-D-E-N, A-V-E, and the apartment number is 415 Atlanta, Georgia, 30310.
When I plug it into the computer, it gives me 10055 Arden Avenue Southwest. Is that the same or should
okay.
I remove Southwest?
Yeah, that's the same. I apologize.
Okay.
It's Southwest.
Thank you. And then you said apartment, 415?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Let me click that there and then put the apartment number here, 415. And then when you were diagnosed, what facility or medical center was that at?
I was diagnosed at a hospital. It was actually Emory Hospital and Emory University Hospital. It's in Atlanta, Georgia as well.
Okay. Alrighty. Let me get the address here. I see it there. It looks to be on Clifton Road, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Let me put that in there. And then what was the doctor's name?
The doctor that did the
Diagnosed you?
surgery, or
Yes, if it was the
sorry, say it
same,
again.
if it was the same diagnosing doctor that treated you as well, yes, that doctor.
No, the doctor who was treating me was like my physician, but then like once everything happened, I went to like the hospital, and that's where I had like the treatments and stuff.
Sure. And the doctor that treated you, what was their name?
Oh, the doctor who treated me, his name is Daniel Refai, Refai.
Okay. And then
And then,
your other doctor, your
well, I had,
primary doctor. Go ahead.
yeah. Well, my primary doctor, his name is James. So I'm trying to think of how he's Sartori. Satori, Sartori, Satori.
Sartori.
And that's like my physician where I was actually getting the shots at. And then once everything happened, I went to the hospital, and that's when Dr. James assessed me, as well as like Dr. Christine, Starbucks.
Okay. Christine Starbucks. Okay. So I just you said three doctors, so I'm gonna so you saw Daniel and Starbuck at the Emory Hospital, correct?
Yes, that's
And
correct.
then your and Satori was the one that was giving you the shots, was he? And what facility was that at?
It was at a clinic that I was getting the shots at. And it's here in Atlanta too. Sparlin Health. Did you need that? I'm
I'm
not sure
looking
the
it up,
address, but it's
Starlin
in
Health.
Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, sorry.
And you said Starland?
Starland.
Starland, or?
Sorry, Sparlin. Starland.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Perfect. Yeah.
Starland Healthcare.
It comes up as Star Family Health Care and Wellness Center in Atlanta on Old National Highway. Is that the one?
No.
No.
If I'm not mistaken, it's on Dill Ave. Sparlin, Sparlin Healthcare. I can try to Google it 1 second.
Yes, that would be most helpful. I'm sorry about that, having you do all this
No, no
work. Thank
problem.
you.
Okay, so that address is 923 Dill, Dill Ave, Southwest, Atlanta,
Nine.
Georgia.
Okay, perfect. All right. Let me go in there. Plug in the address here. And does it show phone number for them?
Yeah, I can get a phone number for them. Let me go back to it. Okay, so their phone number is 404-753-3141.
Perfect, thank you. Let me plug that in there. And let me plug that in there. And then you said it was Starlin Healthcare.
Yeah, sparring with the D.
Okay, and then let me finish filling in Dr. Kristen D. Starbuck over here. And then you weren't diagnosed with any cancer previously. Is that correct?
Before the
shots,
no.
Perfect. No. Thank you. And then either yourself or the doctors or the medical facilities will have medical records, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And now this next section just asks for an emergency contact in case you'd like to, in case we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Usually they'll only be contacted if we can't get a hold of you. Would you like to put an emergency contact or no?
No.
Okay. Let me put NA. And let me go to this next section here. So we know that you started using it after 1992. So I'll click that button. And then you're a US resident, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then the last portion is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
August 16th,
1996.
8/16/96,
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the last section here is the social?
My full social?
Just the last four.
Oh, okay. 7505.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you an automated text message from DocuSign. It's going to be for a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what is on your screen. So if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to click next. And it does show sent on my end.
Yes, and it says security check continue. Please review and act on this document. I agree to electronically sign, continue. And then what is this specifically?
So you'll be allowing a medical release form, and then it'll just provide information on the firm that's going to take on the case. And they'll usually call you in about a week or so, depending on their workload, to introduce themselves. And then, more importantly, they're going to double check what I sent them, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So their call, even though it'll be shorter than ours, it's probably a more important call, because once they reconfirm everything with you is when they tidy you up in their system.
Okay. Will I get a copy of this as well?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. As soon as you complete the DocuSign, you'll be emailed a completed copy. So
okay.
This one came to text and email. The other one is only going to come to your email. Oh, I see you completed it. So you're set for now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, they'll call in about a week or so. So keep an ear out for their call. If they can't get a hold of you, if you're tied up, not by your phone, you know, or just don't pick up the number.
Will they at least leave a
voicemail.
Text message or a voicemail?
Yeah,
okay,
they should
perfect.
Leave a voicemail. So if your inbox is full, maybe try and clear it up. But other than that, you're set for now. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.